But I've asked Maria if she would lead us in prayer this morning for our country, for our town. Yeah.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you at this time. Lord, and you can see all what's going on. Lord, first we pray for our own community, the Futu Peninsula, and all the other areas that have been hit with slips, Lord, from roads and other areas. Lord God, Lord, I pray for safety and protection for everyone up there and in Franklin, Lord, who've experienced these kinds of things, Lord God. I pray that as they travel on the roads that you would keep them safe. I pray for those who are in fear, who don't have peace walking forward in this at this time, that you would fill them with your peace and your hope, Lord God. Lord, that you would protect them, and I pray for rebuilding. I pray for a swiftness of rebuilding, Lord, in this area. And Lord, for all the other areas, Northland, Coromandel, the East Coast. Lord, you can see, but we know that you can build from ashes beauty, Lord God. And that is what people see in these areas, all the displacement, the lives that have been lost. Be with those families, those loved ones, Lord God. Lord, surround them with your love and your peace. Wrap your arms around them. Help them feel your love and your comfort. Earnestly, I ask and pray. And those who are still not accounted for, Lord God. Lord, Lord, do what only you can do. Lord, I pray that through all the ways and means that have been put out, that those people will make contact to just assure their loved ones that they are okay. Lord, and I pray for all those people who have lost their homes, completely lost everything. And they cannot see a way forward. Lord, I speak hope, your hope, and your wisdom, that you are a God of redemption, that you can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. Holy Spirit, move around those places. I pray earnestly for the church to rise up earnestly. And I pray a working together with all, with the church and other community agencies. Lord, that you would give the authorities and the churches wisdom and discernment how to build the roads better and everything else, Lord God. But, Lord, be with these people as they navigate this path, Lord God, that your peace is instilled in them, that you would take away any fear that they were feeling at this time or hopelessness. Lord, you said that when we are weak, that you are strong. Lord, fill them with your hope and your peace, Lord. And I pray that they would just grasp who you are. I pray for those, Lord, who have little family or friends who are thinking, what on earth do I do? Holy Spirit, speak to them, move in their lives. Meet them in their time of need right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for who you are. And you see this, and you are a God who is with us. And when things like this happen, we say, God, what now? But I thank you that you are a God who rebuilds. We see that from generation to generation. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Lord, and Lord, I pray for all these people, that they will get all the help that they need in every single way. Lord, we commit them to you and ask that your will would be done. And Lord, for all the looting and all those things that are happening, Lord, I pray your mighty protection. Holy Spirit, move and work through those streets and protect those properties in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. And I pray your mighty protection, blessing and comfort over all these people and communities throughout New Zealand. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Now, there are plenty of opportunities to give and to donate. Along the way, there's been lots within our community. There are a lot of people doing quite a few things. So what we will do is we will put a list up onto our Cornerstone Hub and maybe the Facebook page as well of what the community is doing, so we can come along and we can support that as well. Because I know that the schools are putting together school supplies to send down to those areas that need it, and clothing and donations and the like. So we'll join with them with what they're doing. So we'll let you know. Guy sends his greetings-ish. When I left him this morning, he's got a migraine. He started to have one yesterday, and he's rather unwell. But he said he'll be thinking of us, I'm sure. I pray he can rest and relax and get healed as he does that. So, sad that he's not here because potentially, God willing, this is our last Sunday here at Waikuku College. Yeah. I say potentially because there was a little bit of a hiccup because of Cyclone Gabrielle, that one of the trustees who came to sign the document to release the building to us was because the airports were shut. They weren't able to fly in from Japan. So they have rescheduled their tickets, and we've been advised that it will be early next week when all of this will take place. So pray with us that this is so. Because this Sunday we had planned because it being our last, we wanted to pray a blessing on the school. We wanted to pray a blessing on the staff. We want to pray a blessing upon the students and the families that are involved. And because you would have heard a couple of weeks ago through different people, I know with Helen, that we talked about the fact that we have been blessed to be a blessing. And we know that we have been blessed as a community of faith to be able to come into this place and to worship on a Sunday morning. And together. And we hope that our presence here on a Sunday is more than just a financial blessing to the school, and the fact that we clean up after ourselves, hopefully, and that's a blessing. And all the prayer that has taken place and does take place in here, but also that the presence of God would linger and remain in this place as we come to worship Him, that has been a blessing for the school as well. But as we leave this place, it's also a privilege that we get to impart and we get to speak out a blessing. It's a gift. It's a gift that we have to be able to give to the school. Because there is power in the words that we speak. And Proverbs 18:21 highlights it when it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." So whether it's positive and constructive words that we bring, or negative and destructive, each time we speak, we either speak life or we speak death to those who hear, and even to ourselves. We also know that in Matthew 12:34-35, where it says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good person, out of the good treasure of their heart, brings forth good things, and an evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." Therefore, if we have a critical heart, then we're going to bring a critical word. And from a self-righteous heart, we'll bring a judgmental word. And an ungrateful heart will bring a complaining word. Now, all around us, we know that the world is full of negativity. And human nature, sadly, being what it is, we tend not to speak well over people or situations. We tend to find fault really easily, and we find it very easy to quickly speak out negatively about people or situations. Even when it comes to speaking well of others, it doesn't seem to come naturally to us. As we're being refined and transformed, yes, by the Spirit of God, but you just have to sort of linger in a conversation and see where conversations turn very easily. Often we only find that we say good things about people once they're dead. When you go to a funeral and you hear the amazing things, "Why did I never hear this about this person before?" However, from the good treasure that is within our hearts means that we will speak with a gracious tongue. And from a peaceful heart, we'll bring a reconciling word. Now, all human beings, whether they follow Christ or not, can speak and do speak words of life. However, as born-again Christians, we have a new heart. The Bible puts it that we are a new creation. Therefore, as we spend time with Jesus and allowing the Spirit to do his good work within us, that means that we should be speaking more, well, speaking more good things than bad things. Of course, there are times when we lapse into negative words if we're not careful to guard our hearts and our words. And as Christians with the Spirit of God living within us, we can go beyond just speaking well. This is where we can speak and impart blessings over people, places and situations. And indeed, we're called to do so. If we look at 1 Peter 3, 8-9, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. That is such a great good reminder. You know, when someone says things, we're called to speak a blessing. We're called to bless. When we feel that we've been wrong and an injustice has been done against us, we want to retaliate, we're called to bless. We're called to bless, and as we do, we receive a blessing. Isn't that the goodness of God? That as we are obedient to what he calls us to do, then we receive a blessing as well. Now, Jesus blessed people, and he blessed his disciples. And we can look all the way through the Gospels and see him doing that. But in fact, it's the last thing that he does before he ascends into heaven. It was blessing his disciples. And he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now, it came to pass while he blessed them that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Wow. Right to the end, Jesus was blessing. This was one of the first things that God did. He blessed Adam and Eve. Blessings. So as we follow Jesus, as we long to be with him and long to be like him, then we get to do what Jesus did in his name. We are designed by God to bless. Now, in the Old Testament, the word blessing is the Hebrew word barak, which this means to speak the intention of God. And in the New Testament, the word blessing is the Greek word eulogia. So to bless means to speak well of, or to speak the intention and favor of God on a person, place, or situation. And that's the definition of blessing that we'll hold on to today as we bless this place, that we would speak the intention or favor of God over the school, over the staff, and over the students. Now, in the Old Testament, it was the priests who would intercede for the people, and it was the priests who would bless them. But in the New Testament, we read that those who follow Christ are now called a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation of his own people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So what we're seeing here is that there is a shift from someone else, someone independent, declaring a blessing of God over us, to us becoming the ones who declare the blessing over people, places, and situations, and even over ourselves in Jesus' name. Because it's the very heart of God to bless. Indeed, it is his nature. God's desire to bless us is extravagant, and nothing can stop him. It's only when we can stop and pause, if we think, how does he bless us? We look around us. We see the people that we're with. We see the country that we live in. There are so many ways that God blesses us. Jesus. He's determined to bless humankind. He is determined to bless everyone. And it's his desire that his people would bless one another. So when we pray for God's kingdom to come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, it's through us that that happens. Because God, in the most part, in his wisdom, has decided to work with us to see his kingdom and will established here on earth. And it's done through our words and it's done through our actions in the power of his name and Holy Spirit. So we get to be the ones who bring blessings on his behalf. So as Christians, we get to speak God's intention or favor over the school and the name of Jesus. And when we do this with faith and with love, then we have the power of heaven behind what we say. And we can expect God will move to change things from where they are to where he wants them to be. And when we bless in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit comes. Because we are reflecting something that the Father is doing. We're speaking the words that the Father desires to be said. We've been called, we've been invited to participate with our Father, to co-labor with him and the work that he does. What an honor and a privilege that is. We are the people that God uses to bless the world in which we live. And we can bless with our words. And on this day, today, we have the privilege and the responsibility to bless the school. So, to revise for us today, blessing means that we are speaking God's purposes over the life of the school, speaking with love and the power of the Spirit of God over those who attend the school, the staff and the students alike. And blessing is acting in faith by declaring God's intention for the school and its people. As we declare God's intention, we release his ability to change things from where they are to where he wants them to be. And remember, we are blessed to be a blessing, and we are blessed because we bless. So this morning, what we're going to do, have we got... Yes, okay. We're going to sing before we go out. So we're going to go out and feel free to go in small groups together. Feel free to wander around the school to places either where you feel drawn to go for whatever and to speak blessing, to declare a blessing in Jesus' name over, you know, whatever area that you're in, over the staff, over the students, that God's will would be done here on earth.